The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, indeed, we are in the happy hour. Gwen and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scrape, the 5 o'clock football hours presented by Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-dubs is football. Visit Buffalo Wild Wings every Wednesday for half-price apps and $2 off all tall drafts.
Ooh. And this is the happy hour, but it only gets better from here.
Indeed.
We 6 have o'clock hour Chronicles, 7 o'clock hour, the debut of Sam Levitt's Inside San Diego Baseball.
Non-stop, hard-hitting sports talk radio right
the
here
rest
on 97.3
The Fan. The rest of the way.
Should Man. I force? Should I bring Sam on? I plan to have him on the Scraby Show before his, just a little crossover. Should I just ask?
You're just
him?
Trying to steal an extra 5-10 minutes for
oh,
your
no,
own
I
show.
Can talk. I go over a lot, Tony.
Are you telling me that Sam isn't going to start till 7:15?
No, what I'm telling you is I'm going to like ask him about all of his topics he's going to talk about in the 2 hours.
Oh, he's not on an hour. He's on 2 hours.
7 to 9.
Oh, 7 to 9.
Yes.
Even better.
Wednesdays.
Bless
oh,
his
awesome.
Heart with all this just plethora of baseball
no kidding,
news
Sammy.
To
Good
give
luck
up.
To you, buddy.
Italian Paul is going to be here. So it's going to be nice to have someone in studio.
Wait, what?
Frank is called Italian Paul. When he fills it in the morning.
Oh, instead of Paul, he's Italian Paul.
Okay. I was like, what?
Those guys, you can't keep up with those guys in the morning, Tony.
There he is, Italian Paul, walking by right now.
Italian Paul, right there.
The morning show guys are so quirky and inventive.
You're looking good, man.
Just can't keep up with them.
I mean, that's been his nickname for a long time.
Never heard it.
I think they call Adam Bald something.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Okay,
let's go ahead and get
Gundy.
To our crossover.
Gundy. All right. So if you're just tuning in, Mike Gundy is having a tough season at Oklahoma State. He did a media thing on Monday with reporters, and he called the people of the fans of Oklahoma State. He said that they can't pay their bills and they're unhappy, and he really disparaged a lot of people out there. He made an apology. So, Tony, rate his apology from 1 to 10, being 1 being pitiful and 10 being all is forgiven.
This is going to be a 1.
Oh, it's Bald Rindle, by the way.
Bald Rindle. That's actually pretty funny.
So everything revolves around
anybody
Bald
who
Rindle.
Sits in this chair has a nickname, either Italian Paul, Bald Rindle.
Bald Rindle. This is a 1. And I'll say this. He's not necessarily wrong. Some of the loudest voices on Twitter are some of the folks who may not be taking care of business on their end. However, when you use the time that is given for you to explain why your football team sucks and you choose to take it out on everybody who comes to watch you play.
Pays for tickets.
And, you know, didn't they have the barcode on the back of their helmets for a little bit?
Yeah, and then they got, and then it was deemed illegal.
But my point is, you were willing enough to ask those same people that you were just talking crazy to contribute to your program.
Good point.
So I would just say, at least have a good football team if you're going to go down this route. In which case, you probably aren't saying some of the same things you're saying right now.
No, so you're much more positive.
We should not be surprised by Mike Gundy and his choice of words.
He's had a few incidents this
year. He's had, well, not only this year, over time. I think we've known Mike Gundy for having these, where he's crashed out.
What was it about the running back? He got a DUI before the year, and Mike's I've had a couple of beers and gotten behind the wheel before.
We all have, Yeah. he's been a part of some great sound bites.
He has. That, I'm a man, I'm 40, will never die.
Never
Chris,
die.
1 to 10, rate that apology.
1.2.
Oh.
I don't like him. You know, I'm not a Mike Gundy fan. If you
he
ever
was
wanted,
rocking a mullet at like 45.
He was.
You know, his whole thing with the karma police win again. You know, he did this for his running back. He made an exception so his All-American running back could play this year. And now he hasn't won a game in the conference. So
karma.
You know, hello. But here's the thing. And I was looking for the quotes while you guys were talking, and I can't find it that quickly. But if you ever want to complain about the fans complaining about you despite your previous success, listen to the way Dabo Swinney did it last year for Clemson.
I don't remember
everything he said, and maybe you don't remember it, Tony. But he basically, you know, because Clemson was like 6-4 last year, and he was taking endless.
Yeah, he was.
And he's like, I've won the national championship. I mean, the whole thing. But he went about it, I thought, in the right way, which was, you know, point out what you've been successful at and hold people accountable for not supporting you during some tougher times. Mike Gundy's just a whiner and a panty waste. I don't like
him. I'm sorry?
I need to look that one up.
Yeah, I don't know. Panty
waste.
Is that the same thing as a tiddlywink?
No, tiddlywink's a game with the little plastic chips. Panty waste is just... somebody who's, just kind of soft.
What's the Urban Dictionary say, Tony?
Soft.
Early 20th century. In literal sense, child's garment consisting of panties attached to boat ice.
Okay.
The current census date from the 1930s.
Well, now we know where it came from. I mean, Chris was just...
I was just...
was just 30 years old.
The 1930s.
All right, final one. A running influencer from Texas has been disqualified from the New York City Marathon and banned from future New York City running events after he ran part of the course with people on e-bikes recording him on video. Here is Matt Choi is the guy who is the famous runner, the running influencer. Here he is talking about the situation.
I f***ed up. This wasn't a video I was planning on making, but I have no excuses, full stop. I was selfish on Sunday to have my brother and my videographer follow me around on the course on e-bikes, and it had serious consequences. We endangered other runners. We impacted people going for PBs. We blocked people from getting water. And with the New York City Marathon being about everyone else and about the community, I made it about myself. And for anyone I impacted, I'm sorry. To be clear, this is 100% on me. It wasn't my brother trying to get a shot. It wasn't my partners asking me to get content. I just got really excited about the thought of hitting sub-3 in New York, and I got overzealous about getting all the shots. I got an email from New York Roadrunners last night about the DQ and the lifetime ban at all future NYRR events. And although there's an opportunity to appeal it, I'm not going to. I made my bed, so I'm going to lay in it.
Well, is Mike Gundy, can we get him tapped into that real quick?
So I finished with this one for a reason, because we're going to rate his apology now. Chris, 1 to 10, pitiful, 2, all is forgiven.
I'm not giving all forgiven because he's still pretty pitiful for bringing a e-bike out onto the marathon course and wrecking a lot of people's day.
Yes, that is true.
You know, just because you apologize doesn't totally get you off the hook. But his apology was solid, and it seemed like it was well-intentioned.
And he's not going to... Like, this stunned me watching this. I expected for him to be complaining and saying that they are singling
him out. I mean, that
would
fit 2024
really
for
would.
Sure.
But he said he's not going to appeal. Anyway, Tony, 1 to 10, rate that.
I agree with Chris. He can't be given a 10 because that would be full exoneration, and we not... He'd give it an 8, though. I thought... I mean, he literally just did everything that we would have asked of a guy who's actually teaching young men. You know what I'm saying?
If you were to bullet point an apology, he just hit every bullet point.
He hit it, and there was no, like, caveats. There was no buts. There was no, you know, kind of diminishing what he did.
You know, I don't really understand it, but still.
Yeah, no, nah, like, he just owned it. And the fact that he's not going to appeal, which I feel like 99% of people would, I think he deserves some credit for that. So I give him an 8.
Is there any thought in your guys' mind this is a stunt because he is a running influencer? He has 400,000 Instagram followers.
I'm 100. The first thought is like, man, this is going way too clean. There's something. Is there something?
I was waiting for it too.
Trick at the end. But if it's not, legit apology.
All right, that's it for the Big Five, guys.
Somebody explain to me honestly the life of an influencer. Does that mean that everything they do from like waking up, walking,
once they have enough
using
followers,
the restroom has to be videographed by some other poor sap?
No.
Once they follow them everywhere they go?
Once they have enough followers, it is just a game of content. How much can you create?
Okay.
And I mean, usually it's not going to have anything to do with the bathroom, but
yeah. Nah, but I have a better question than that then. Okay, I honestly do. I get the influencer because they can make a living off of this, right? They charge for it. They make money.
Some people.
They're definitely making influencers are definitely making my life as a parent much harder.
What I would like to – the people I would like to have a conversation with are the influencees.
What do you want to ask them?
I got a bunch
of those. Get your own life and stop watching somebody else live their life all the time.
Chris, I promise you.
Somebody explain it to me.
It's a generational thing, man.
Yeah. That's what I don't get.
We grew up playing video games. These kids grow up watching people
play video games.
Yes.
I mean, our commercial breaks are me playing video games. I mean,
I can't explain it.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like it would be fun at all to watch another person play video games, not even in front of you, on TV.
I mean, just living your own life rather than living the life of somebody else and watching them every minute.
I think there is a fine line, Chris.
I'm so old now because this just makes no sense to me.
No, there's a fine line between like these people following everything that this person tells them to do. And I think most people just like their content. They pick up running tips from this guy or they find out trails that they can go to. It's not like they're going to go buy something because of him. Some do, but if you're a good influencer, you're not like really having to tell anyone to go do something. You're just kind of leading them there and hoping that they do.
That's the beauty, is that that's pretty much the job, is just being yourself and people tag along, basically.
Rod would like to say, well, that's the bee's knees, Chris.
Hey, Rob, you panty waist.
Rod. You panty waist.
Oh, I had a better definition, too, for you guys, too. I forgot to give that one
Thank
to you.
Thank you.
The noun, panty waist, has proven to be enduring in its figurative meaning, an ineffectual or childish man.
There you go, Mike Gundy.
Boom.
Otherwise known as Mike Gundy.
That's pretty good. It was his picture next to that definition?
It wasn't.
Close. I'm right on the money there.
Chris, you should become an influencer of fixing garage doors. Like, you just go around to different people who need your help, and then you just fix them.
Why would I want to do that?
Because you would have so many people watching this hours-long struggling.
The comedy routine that is me trying to fix my garage?
Yes.
That would be the influence right there.
Yes. Yeah. It's not about you fixing it. It's about you trying to fix it.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
All right, let's get to break. More happy hour coming your way.
Madness.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. 519 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Little potpourri. Couple of things for you to leave you with here before we finish up the program with our Russ Dorsey interview. You'll know everything baseball. And Russ has some good opinions on the Padres should and should not do. That's coming up shortly. Scraby Chronicles at 6. Sam Levitt's debut, 7 to 9.
Is he in studio?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. I bet he's here somewhere
already getting ready.
Sam is the king of preparation. He makes the rest of us look really bad. When I used to do Padre pregame show, 4 o'clock pregame, I was at 3:58 coming in with my notes. Sam, 4 o'clock pregame, is here at like noon.
He beats me to the field,
right?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, his preparation makes the rest of us look not so good.
Man, Sam must be a liker of his job.
I like Sam.
Or a lover of his job. You're just
like
a liker of your job.
I was about to say, yeah. It's a different thing there.
Stop
buddy.
It.
It's love.
I get here pretty early, too, so.
You got work to do.
For our show?
Yeah, I get here around noon.
Yeah. Well,
Tony and I are not the first ones here, but we start working at home, putting all together the stuff that you don't do.
Mm. Where is the proof of this?
Fantabulous game show.
I got text messages
good, bad,
up
ugly.
The wazoo.
I'll give you that.
Good, bad, ugly.
I'll give you that. I mean,
Daily
you like
Gambit.
The good, bad, and ugly.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Tony gets half your guests. Come on.
Tony's helped me out with the guests.
We're a team.
Chris has helped me out with the
are a team.
Daily Gambit and the
except when Scraby throws us under the bus to the boss man. Mm. That's the only time we're not a team.
When did I do that?
Yeah, you do it quite often.
Really?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
No, you guys did that to yourselves yesterday.
You left the mic on during a commercial break.
No one heard anything.
He was trying to sabotage us,
yeah,
right?
Although
there.
Adam did say he heard me saying his name.
That's right. I was outside the room and I saw Adam come sprinting in. I was like, what happened? Hot mic. That's all I heard.
Yeah. I got phone calls from our great listeners like, hey, you have a hot mic right now. I got text messages.
You know, he's probably extra sensitive to that because when he sat in for you, we had hot mics rolling pretty much the whole entire time.
Because Tony was used to you turning his mic off and Adam wasn't turning it off.
I just do like a three-finger thing, a boom, everything's off at the same time.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott, speaking of things that are off.
I wasn't the only one
Dak
today.
Prescott.
Yes.
Cowboy quarterback, that guy. Partial avulsion of his right hamstring. Tony, will you explain what that means to the people?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, you don't know?
It just
means
sounded
that part
bad.
Of the tendon is pulled away from
Ooh.
The bone. Yeah. Anyway, Prescott's on injured reserve. Minimum of 4 games.
I love how everybody's like, man, Dak's game stinks. He can't run anymore. Then he runs and he gets hurt.
Oh, hamstring pulls apart.
I think Dak's season's probably pretty close to over.
I think Dallas' season.
He hasn't played well. Dallas' season's over.
I know Jerry Jones is still playing like they got a shot.
Well, you get Jonathan Mingo and then you start looking, things start looking up pretty quick. If you're the Cowpokes.
Good old Jonathan Mingo.
Yeah, Browns general manager Andrew Berry was asked today about the future of Deshaun Watson.
I think this is a stupid question, honestly.
Is it a dumb question?
I think it's a dumb question.
Okay.
And I think here's why. As a GM, why would I put myself in a box when I don't have to actually speak on this until he's
healthy again,
close to playing a football game.
Right.
For now, it's going to be whoever they got, Jameis, and likely they could sign somebody during the offseason after this.
I think if you're the general manager, though, you take that opportunity to out the owner who's boxed you into a corner by making you play this idiotic $46 million guy you signed.
So you out the owner and be jobless, basically.
Perfect. That's a quick way to the sidewalk.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm basically saying I understood why he did was non-committal on that at all.
Yeah, a couple of injury notes. Isaiah Likely, not likely to play for the Ravens Thursday night. T. Higgins, still doubtful for the Bengals. It is a Bengal-Ravens matchup on Thursday night.
Didn't they just play
tomorrow? They played earlier. This is the second meeting of the year. Week 10.
That's always a good game.
Usually is. Ravens won the first one.
Ravens-Bengals?
Yeah. Ravens won last one, 41-38 in OT.
So I have a question for you guys. I talked
about
this
early, too. Wasn't it first, second game of the season?
Third or fourth. Yeah, third, yeah.
I talked about this on the Scraby Show last night, but Joe Burrow was asked about his, like, RBF demeanor on the sideline, and we
can't
say.
What's RBF? Resting bleep face.
Yeah, resting bleep face.
Gotcha, all right. He gave a scowl to somebody?
Well, people were asking about that because they won handily. They were up. It was not something. He played well. It wasn't something like
so
he
they
needed
wanted
to be upset. But he said
they wanted him smiling and laughing.
He said
and
he didn't really. He wasn't happy with it. And so he said, as a part of his leadership and growth as a leader,
He takes it serious.
I mean, and he knows that people are looking to him to set the tone for how we should feel.
I remember
during the game.
The late, great Kobe Bryant being asked after a game in which they were up 3-1. He was scowling. You're not happy with this? What's there to be happy about? Have we
it's
won
not
yet?
4-1.
It's not done yet. Job's not finished.
I don't recall Jordan doing a lot of laughing. Best competitors, I think they play it through. I have no problem with Joe Burrow.
Nah, not at all.
Doing that. Some baseball news real quick. We know the Padre news. If you don't, we'll repeat it. Mike Schilt, 2-year contract extension has been taken care of. Angels, can we say October baseball?
Mm-hmm.
The Angels have acquired free agent pitcher Kyle Hendricks. From the Cubs, Kyle Hendricks is 34. His best days were behind him when he was 29. I don't understand paying $2 million for a guy that's barely going to be your fifth starter if he's good enough to do that.
Wait, they're only paying him $2 million?
Yeah, but that's $2 million wasted dollars. To me, is still $2 million wasted dollars. What are you going to get for Kyle Hendricks?
What are you going to get from the guys you got, though? I mean, $2 million is like... In baseball
a
terms,
nickel?
Is like chump change.
All right. St. Louis Cardinals slugger Wilson Contreras making a permanent move from catcher to first base.
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of conversation last year when he arrived that, you know, some of the pitchers, including Jack Flaherty, weren't all that
excited. They didn't like
throwing to him. And then, you know, he had the incident last year. He's trying to steal strikes, gets his forearm blasted on a swing. And so they've decided... The experiment is over. They're moving into first base.
First base for him. I heard Mookie Betts is asking
this
to move
one
to
is,
the infield.
This one
I don't
is,
know that he asked, but
oh,
they are going
they're
to
moving
move
him.
Oh, they are
my,
moving
my
him.
Guess is they're not moving a guy like Mookie Betts unless he wants to be moved.
Well, does that mean they get rid of Gavin Lux or move Tommy Edman to center
Maybe
field?
That is true.
No, I mean,
I don't know.
Tommy Edman is going, I mean, the beautiful thing about Tommy is he can play center, second, third. Right. He can play a bunch of different spots.
Yeah.
So that makes him valuable. Gavin Lux is a second baseman for him. He was the shortstop until he ran into that throwing issue.
He still can't
throw. Yeah.
You watch him at second base, he barely gets to throw to first many times.
You can definitely see it.
One other baseball note, which I think is interesting. Skip Schumacher yesterday was hired as an advisor with the Rangers. That got everybody in Texas, Dallas area thinking, oh, that means
Coach
Bochy's being pushed out and Schumacher will be the next guy.
I don't think that
is maybe the truth, but the Rangers are denying the fact that Boch is being pushed out. In fact, the Rangers are saying if he wants to manage beyond next year, 2025, we hope he does.
Yeah, I don't think CY would ever do Boch like that.
Right. Chris Young would never do that to Bruce Bochy.
I don't think he would do Boch like that.
Yeah, so.
I have one, a little potpourri that would make you
so. How old's Boch? Guesses?
I'm going to say 73.
72?
73.
That's what I'm going with.
He's a youngster. He's 69.
Oh, wow. He hasn't
turned 70 in April.
I was about to say, he couldn't be that. He's not that much older than my dad would have been. You know,
he turned 70 in April.
Okay. Yeah. Here, I think you'll like this one, Chris. This will make you feel so warm and fuzzy.
Oh, boy.
Top CFB conferences invited to hear Super League pitches in December summit.
Yeah. For
ACC, SEC, Big Ten are scheduled for this Super
Summit
League
meeting. Yeah, they're going to leave the rest of college football. If you don't see the writing on the wall you're just not paying attention.
They're like, shh. Don't tell anybody.
The Aztecs are praying that the Pac-12 will somehow be able to hook up with enough, you know, a couple of more schools somehow, some way, so that when the rest of college football breaks off, they'll get included.
Right.
But I'm not counting on
it. It's slow developing right now.
Yeah. Well, it'll take a while, but it's not going to be much longer before there's a 50 or 60 team Super League in college football. I mean, there kind of already is. There's just not the designation of it.
I hope they leave us basketball still, where everybody can be involved. Because
basketball, we can play there at the top.
Everybody can play.
Honestly, in fairness to the Aztecs, I don't have to be fair to them, but I don't think they could afford to play with the Alabamas and the Tennessees and the Ohio States the way the landscape of the game is now, football.
It's a tricky landscape,
right? It's not the same rules for each school. Everybody's pretty much got their own now.
Yeah, it's the Wild Wild West for sure.
Russ Dorsey talking baseball in the final segment of today's show. Stick around.
The Odyssey app lets you jump back to moments you missed on 97.3 The Fan. While you're listening to 97.3 The Fan, you can see what you missed and click to listen on demand. Missed a guest feature, or if something crazy, like things tend to do here on this show. From earlier, you've covered. Download the free Odyssey app, search 97.3 The Fan, and tap earlier today, in quotes.
If you tap earlier today, it's going to take you back to a whole litany of stuff that's happening.
How did we come in here hot today? It was a specific subject.
Oh, we went on the, oh, my goodness.
What was the subject we got on, Scrape?
Yeah, it was a long, lengthy. No, it was a whole 15 minutes.
You had a special title for it.
Yes. To robe or not to robe?
That's right, the bathroom
robe. We talked about wearing bathroom robes, and we actually didn't talk about wearing them. We talked about hating to wear bathroom robes.
I think all of us ended on all three of us.
We went 3 for 3 on that one, yeah.
Not big fans of bathroom robes, especially.
Not even little fans.
Yeah. Although we did take the hotel robe over the Scraby robe.
I asked the guys, would you wear my robe or would you wear a random hotel robe? And they said random, disgusting hotel
robe. There were some caveats, though. There were some caveats.
Yeah, the random hotel robe does come with the possibility
risk
that it hasn't been washed in like 7 years.
It does come with risk.
Yeah, true that.
Currently, my lake show, down 6 in Memphis. Memphis wearing the old school Vancouver Grizzlies uniform.
I just love the home team wearing white. That's
how
the way
that?
It should be in the
how
NBA.
And the Lakers are wearing purple.
That's the way I like it.
So nice. We watched last year where it was, and I haven't paid close enough attention this year to see if they're continuing with that fad of wearing road uniforms at home.
Yeah, they are. Every game's a mishmash. Every game's a complete mishmash. You don't know what you're going to get in terms of home or away. And, you know, who's wearing the dark colors or white. So the NBA likes that. They sell more jerseys that way. And, oh, my goodness, it comes down to money. Go figure.
Currently, Warriors ahead 42-38. I'm about to get into this box score to see what Mr. Tatum
has doing so far.
See if he's
lighting it up,
trying to take out Steve Kerr and his team. Right now, he currently has 8.
8 for Jason Tatum so far.
Two of seven.
2 of 7. He's firing away.
Yeah,
firing
8
away.
8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 17 minutes.
All right.
They're down 4.
Long way to go.
Yeah, little ways to go. What else we got in the scoreboard category? Your Bulls have not. Oh, I've got my echo going on off over here.
What's happening here? Oh, is that because
he's programming your computer?
He's programming a laptop over there, and he's
once again not participating on the show. He's just doing his own thing.
he's creating a disturbance.
Just distracting
me
over here.
Just leave Chris without a computer.
I'm just saying, I'm distracted. I hear myself talking. It's like
a disturbance.
It's like our guy Manfred. That's why he was talking like he was on drugs because he couldn't.
Are you over there giving us a tremendous performance?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about you slurring your words over there. So.
No, I was able to keep composed a little bit.
He caught himself.
Caught him.
And some sad news. Former Dodger Fernando Valenzuela was laid to rest today at his funeral. He passed last week, and that was certainly a sad.
It's actually
time.
Been 2 weeks.
Has it been 2 weeks
Tony?
Now?
Yeah, October 22nd, age of 63. Great Fernando.
So he was laid to rest today
in Los Angeles. Yeah.
That's all I got, guys. I don't know if I can stall anymore.
I don't think you have to stall anymore. Of course, it was mentioned that the Dodgers won the World Series this year. Fernando was witness to them winning them.
If I'm not mistaken, they won it on his birthday. I think his birthday was not
pretty
that
sure
long
you're
after.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Nonetheless, let's get to our interview of the day. Russ Dorsey, Yahoo Sports, caught up with us at the GM meetings. Russ Dorsey, Yahoo Sports, joins us. He's in San Antonio at the GM meetings, and he actually had a call scheduled for earlier, but he was literally in a conversation with the GM at the time, so we had to postpone it. But Russ is here now. Russ, how are you, my friend?
My guy, what's going on? How we feeling?
We are fantastic. I got to ask, right? You show up in San Antonio. It's November 5th, 6th, and I would imagine that the GMs feel like it's a little too early to see guys like you. But here you guys are. They're getting ready to have all these conversations, and here you come with your recorder. I mean, is everybody in baseball mode in terms of wheeling and dealing at this point?
Well, brother, I will say this. Maybe I think it's a little too early to see them.
I know that's right.
You know, I've been out. I was out in California the entire month of October. Only got a couple days at home before getting back in action, getting everybody geared up for the off season. But no, I think a lot of GMs, they, as much as they like the time off and time away, if their teams didn't advance in the postseason, they want to make sure they get their teams better for this upcoming year. So it's a fun time. I think you already feel the buzz of the off season and what free agency potentially holds and maybe some trades that are on the horizon. But, yeah, I think a lot of the executives, even agents who are here, are excited for what the next 8 to 12 weeks have in store.
Russ Dorsey, also catch him on the MLB Network. That's where I caught him yesterday, holding court. And, Russ, let's just run to the Padres because I know you don't have as much time. A.J. Preller, honestly, and I don't think this is just a local view, did a hell of a job last offseason. I mean, everything he did worked, and he was able to, despite lowering payroll, put together a 93-win team, the second most in franchise history. This year, I mean, who knows whether they're going to be able to increase payroll, but he has a lot of contracts that increase on their own. He also has a Joe Musgrove injury to deal with, and he has a couple of key free agents, at least in Jerickson Profar and Kyle Higashioka, and Ha-Seong Kim has already opted out. So where would you start if you were A.J. Preller?
Well, look, I agree with you that I think A.J. and I think a lot of people around baseball would agree that it might be the best job A.J.'s ever done in terms of putting together a roster with the specific set of circumstances that they had, whether it was, Joe Musgrove's injury late in the year, being able to bring back Jerickson Profar, putting him at the top of that lineup, getting Fernando Tatis Jr. healthy, what they were able to do with their bullpen at the trade deadline. That was a team that a lot of people were afraid of going into October.
Yeah.
And I believed, talking to you guys, whoever won that series in the NLDS between the Dodgers and the Padres was going to end up winning World Series. That did end up happening as the Dodgers defeated the Yankees. But I think when I look at where the Padres should start, I think it is going to be that pitching again, because you have so many of your core position players locked up for the foreseeable future. you can now start to, you know, really focus in on that pitching. And you look at Tanner Scott and what he was able to do in the back end of that bullpen. I think for me, if I'm looking at, you know, an area where you say, okay, this is how you can ensure that you once again have the best bullpen in baseball, I think Tanner Scott, even though he has pitched so well, he is going to have a lot of suitors out there on the market. That's a guy that you likely want to bring back if it's possible. And then you can never have too much starting pitching. As you guys know, you know, you're going to need more than five guys to get through an entire season and to get through the postseason, as, you know, the Dodgers showed. So I think pitching is where, to me, I would start if I was the San Diego Padres.
Russ Dorsey joins us here, Yahoo Sports. And Russ, you kind of hit on it as you started to answer the first question. But it does feel like, you know, typically GM meetings can go one of two ways. There could be like absolutely nothing happening, or it could be like it feels like it is so far this year, where there's some buzz, there's already some wheeling and dealing. Is that the sense that you have gotten since you've been down that way in San Antonio?
Yeah, I think the first couple of days of the offseason in the GM meetings, it's kind of feeling, everybody's feeling each other out. Teams are feeling where other teams are in terms of the trade market. Teams are feeling executives, agencies out in terms of the players that are on the free agent market. Agencies are doing the same thing with teams. What teams have spots on their roster available? What teams might be looking for? You have a lot of agencies that have multiple players on the market. So you have, if you have an agent like a Scott Boras that has a ton of clients, a ton of the top clients on the market, whether it's Corbin Burns or Juan Soto or Pete Alonso, all available, you might be talking to one team about five different players. So I think it's a feeling out of sorts. And for people that aren't, you know, you're more aware of the winter meetings, the GM meetings kind of sets the table for the offseason. Mm. It's where teams say, okay, these are our needs. You meet with your other members of your front office. You meet with other teams. You meet with agencies. And you say, okay, where could a fit be made, right? Like, where could we improve our roster? And you go from there. And then I would say the next couple of weeks before we get to Dallas to the winter meetings, then you're going to start seeing some of these deals come to fruition. We saw Michael Wacha already agree to a deal earlier in the week. So I think you'll start to see a little bit more action as, you know, we leave here tomorrow and head towards the winter meetings.
Russ, what do you think's going to end up happening with Juan Soto, and how much is how much for him? I mean, you know, whether it's the Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, those seem to be the only three that legitimately would seem to have a shot at it. Is he going to break the bank here, or how much is he going to break the bank by?
Yeah, like, I think that's been most of the talk that I've had with people here in San Antonio has been the Juan Soto sweepstakes. I personally don't believe it gets to Shohei Ohtani levels, just because different player, different situation. But I do believe it'll be past $500 million. If I had to put a number on it, I would say somewhere between $550 and $575 million, and that would likely be stretched out over 13 or 14 years. That's a lot of money for a guy who showed that he can perform in the biggest of moments for you, like he did with the Yankees. So I don't know what that team is. I think the vibe talking to people this week has been that it will likely be a head-to-head matchup between the Yankees and the New York Mets. I think the Yankees showed him, like, hey, this can all be yours, in terms of like Lion King, where Mufasa says anything the light touches is yours, Simba. That's what Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman could say to Juan Soto. But I think the same time, the Mets actually have a real opportunity here, right? They showed a lot of Major League Baseball what they were going to be able to do going to the NLCS, Francisco Lindor, you know, being the leader of that club, and they're a team that's still on the rise. And the one trump card that they have that other teams don't have is they can pay him more than any other team in baseball because Steve Cohen is the richest owner in all of Major League Baseball. So that's a real threat. And I think the Yankees know that. And it is not going to be a walk in the park to make sure that Juan Soto returns to the Bronx.
Steve Cohen is MLB's Steve Ballmer's on our side. I mean, that's how the kind of money he's dealing with. Last one from me, Russ. And you know, there's been a lot of conversations in regards to Juan Soto and where he possibly ends up. You mentioned that number. AAV is kind of the thing that guys will turn to when they can't get max dollars. We know he's represented by Scott Boras. Scott Boras, at least today, seemed pretty confident. There's a lot of people who've written off Scott Boras after last year's, I would say, disappointing free agency. Some of those guys back at it again. Where do you think, in terms of Scott Boras, how do you think his winter goes? I mean, because a lot of people think he's washed now because he had a bad year last year. I'm telling you guys, I tend to see Scott Boras rise back up to the occasion quite often.
Yeah, I think last offseason was more about the players on the market, not necessarily about Scott Boras. I think Scott, as we have all talked over the last year, maybe made some missteps.
Yeah.
But I also think this year he has, you could say, 7 of the top 12, 13 free agents that are available, right? When you can have the best position player, best overall free agent in Juan Soto available but also having the best starting pitcher available,
yeah,
in Corbin Burns, right? That's a pretty good spot to be in, right?
Yeah.
And people can call you washed all you want, but if I have a position player that's going to get $560 million and a starting pitcher that will likely get over $300 million, I'm feeling pretty good, and I'm not really worried about what everybody else is saying about me being washed. If that's washed, a lot of people want to be washed.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. I mean, he consistently gets the best players in the game. Therefore, he will always be relevant. Russ, we know you got to go, man. I know you got that 3 o'clock GM conference that's about to happen. Appreciate your time, man, and we'll do it again later.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Russ.
Russ Dorsey, Yahoo Sports. Great minds think alike.
Yeah. Wow.
You and you?
That was not planned in the least.
You talking over you.
It wasn't planned at all. Russ Dorsey is always a pleasure to have on. The 5 o'clock football hour is presented by Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-dubs is football. Visit Buffalo Wild Wings every Wednesday for half-priced apps and $2 off all tall drafts.
Sweet.
We are coming to an end. Scraby Chronicles follows, and then the debut of Sammy Lev.
Season premiere, as you
season
said.
Premiere. What's the show called again?
Inside San Diego Baseball.
Inside San Diego. ISB.
Produced and directed by Sam Levitt. Starring Sam Levitt.
ISDB.
I think Frank is the. It needs to be on.
Oh,
the
does
credits.
He get credit for producer role?
He has to put up with Sam every time.
Shout out to Italian Paul because he's in here looking good, man.
He is
taking care of himself. Lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah,
he's looking fantastic.
Yeah,
love to see it.
I'm gonna have to ask him about that on the Scraby Show because Frank's gonna be helping me out on Wednesdays too. So that's awesome. I get someone to help.
Chronicles
me.
Will have a little help.
You know, it's going to be really
Chronicles
strange.
Is no longer a solo show then, huh?
You get for a little, one day.
Oh, just for one day.
Have you officially changed the name as you're supposed to by now?
What is taking so long?
I don't get it.
I don't think your listeners like it as the Scraby Show. I think they like it as the Chronicles.
I've told you the Chronicles is too long of a name.
It's not.
I've already made all the graphics. Ago.
You can make new graphics. I've seen you do it before.
Yeah, but you can't fit. Chronicles is a long one.
Scraby Crons.
No.
Can't do that right.
Everyone's going to be like, you got Crohn's disease?
Not sure I like the Crons, necessarily.
I was trying to come up with halfway there, man. I'm trying to keep it a little smaller.
Maybe one day.
Can't you make the font smaller for Chronicles?
I could. You see, I have my sweatshirt on. Well, this is just great, everybody. And
yeah,
I
seen that tire
well,
sweatshirt.
This is just great, everybody.
You wear it every day now. This is like part of your black.
Your go-to.
Go-to.
I tried to spread it apart.
Spread it apart?
I wore my Nike sweatshirt yesterday because I didn't want to.
You did have a Nike one yesterday. So you're just going
alternate.
Between the Nike and this one?
Yes. I just have a bunch of sweatshirts in my car, to be honest, that I just keep taking it. Because.
That seems about right.
I know it's going to be freezing in here.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's
Chris
a fact.
Chris never brings a sweatshirt.
I never understand. And he always has his open shoes, too. Like, he's never in here with socks.
It's crazy. It's so cold.
Oh, he's got full shoes on today. He must be going to play softball.
I am.
I knew it.
Chris, how do you not become so cold?
Because I love to be... Because I enjoy being cold.
I mean, it's not just cold. It's like ice
cold,
chilly.
Cold keeps me alert.
No, that's a fact, because he puts me right to sleep. Yeah, I'm with that.
I like to be cold. I keep my air conditioning on in the car at a low level, but I have it on 24/7. In the rain, nighttime, daytime.
What about the snow?
The air is always...
Yeah, we don't have that.
I don't drive in the snow very often. Silly.
We're going to have to take him
in the snow
to Julian to see if he's pumping that AC during a snowstorm.
I would be.
Got to have a cold room. Serious. For sure. All right, that's going to do it for tonight's show. Chronicles follows. Have a good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.